Yeah, we, I mean, whenever we got the ball back, me and Jeremy talked about it. I told the guys, hey, when we go down and score here, if there's not a lot of time left, we want to go for two. And, you know, it's one of those calls. Do you or don't you? Do you want to go to overtime? And I like the call. You know, we hadn't really been stopped, and we'd kind of stopped ourselves with the pick and stuff. So I liked it. Yeah, it was key interception. I mean, made me sick. I mean, it really did. I mean, the way the offensive line had played, the way the offense had grinded all game. You know, we had a hard third quarter, a couple three and outs, and those guys bounced back. And you know, it just made me sick going to the sideline because I mean, that's just a bad throw. I mean, never should happen like that. Just throw it away, get the three, and get out. But I know, you know, I knew if we get the ball back, we were gonna go back down and score again. It wasn't really a problem. It was just a matter of how much time it left us. Fumble. I think so. I mean, I haven't seen it yet. It's one of those plays. I mean, it happens with these balls. You know, we get some new balls every once in a while and just slipped out. I mean, I haven't seen it yet, but I mean, call's been made. It's over with.
Did you hear a whistle?
Yeah, I stopped. I think everyone stopped. There was definitely a whistle.
You're saying you stopped?
Yeah, I mean, the ball came out, took like two steps, and there was a whistle. Blew it dead. It's huge. It's huge for us. I mean, we had a lot of confidence coming into this one, but I mean, there were still some questions out there. There's still some doubts about this team, about if we can put 2 weeks together, if we can compete against a elite team in this NFL, in the NFL, and especially with the defense they had and the offense capabilities. We answered a lot of questions, you know. Put up 31 in the first half. Defense played well. Had a rough third quarter, you know. We've got to put together four quarters of ball. And but, I mean, we're 2-0, 2-0 in the division, so we're pretty happy. It's time to move on. A lot of dudes, a lot of guys running free. I mean, once we get in that empty package and start motioning people around, and we threw a lot at them, you know, and I think early on they were confused. That third quarter we tried to run the ball a little bit, and then we got back to what got us all the points. So you got Tony running free, you got B. Marsh running free, you got Eddie on the outside, DG kind of in the middle, and we got running backs that can catch and run too. So once we get in that formation, it's tough to stop.
Like those situations?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun, you know. I mean, that's what football's about. I mean, if you're a quarterback, that's kind of what you live for, you know. I mean, I wish I could take back that pick, you know, and the game would probably be over a little bit easier. But I mean, to have an opportunity to go down and score with 4 minutes go and to win the game and go for two, you know, that's what it's all about. And this offensive team we got, we can put up a lot of points. We got so many weapons. And these guys understand the offense so well, you know. We can throw anything at them and they pick it up.
Did you realize Brandon making catches?
I knew it a lot. I knew he had a lot. You know, I went to him a lot. And he was dead tired. I mean, I know that. I mean, in that last drive, and I think everyone was tired. You know, I was tired. Offensive line was tired. But those guys dug down and pulled it off. But, I mean, I knew that I was guessing 15, 16. But, I mean, 18, he's a big man out there.
How impressive is it that he did a lot
of that damage? I mean, we've done it. I mean, those guys are going to do it all year. I mean, they did it against D'Angelo Hall. I mean, we're not worried about that. That's the least of our concern with those two out there. They're going to get open one way or the other. I mean, they're going to lose every once in a while, but 80-90% of the time, those guys are going to be open. I mean, that's what they do. That's what they get paid for. I mean, we've got to worry about protections and other things. I mean, that's the least of our worries. You know, I mean, the NFL's funny. You know, you get up 31 to whatever it was, and you know, you think another score, a touchdown and a field goal, something is going to put them away. But, you know, that's why they're a good team. That's why they're one of the elite teams in the NFL, because they don't let up. They keep fighting. You know, it's funny. We were higher than anything in the first half. You know, the third quarter we were down. We got back up again in the pick. We were down again. It's a crazy game, definitely. Yeah. You're talking about the touchdown at 2 point? Yeah, I mean, same exact play both times. It's a play that we liked going into it. We had ran it already. In the first half, it looked okay. I kind of came off Eddie early and went to Stoke on that 2-minute drive, incompletion on second down or whatever it was. So whenever we dialed it up, I mean, they started going a little quarter, started playing some two safeties, and we knew Eddie'd be one-on-one with that backer. So, I mean, I liked the call, and he dialed it up again. We put a little motion on it just to throw him off a little bit. But, I mean, if they would have went one high and put B out there with one-on-one, he had a corner. I mean, I told him, I was like, hey, they go one-on-one here, we're coming to you. But, you know, that's hard to do down there. I mean, they're going to put two guys on him because he's such a big target. And, you know, Eddie won both times. He beat two guys the second time, actually.
You know, people around the NFL are going to go crazy two-point conversion at the tie center when they take conservative.
Yeah.
You've been around Mike long enough. I mean, is this just what you'd expect?
Yeah, I mean, Mike and Jeremy, you know, they're one and the same. They think alike. And the decision, I mean, it was you know, we didn't do it on the spot. We had thought about it, and we felt good about it. I mean, I loved the call. The way the momentum was going, you know, the way that we were driving the ball, we felt good. We had so many plays in the red zone against them, and we were getting the exact coverage that we wanted. We knew we had a good shot at it, and we had so many options with Eddie and Stoke and B. Marsh, and we even had a tight end on the drag there. So we had a lot of things happening.
What does it mean to be 2-0 in the AFC West?
It's huge. It's huge. You know, that's what you strive for. When the schedule came out, you know, some teams, I mean, you don't want to play two division games right off the bat. You know, it's kind of tough. Especially being without B. Marsh. I mean, we were thinking maybe 2-3 games. But, you know, to get him back and the way the offensive line has been performing, I mean, they deserve all the credit, you know. I mean, were we still sackless, I guess? Yeah. So, I mean, those guys are, I mean, I think San Diego's led the league in sacks the past 3 years by a large number, you know. So, those guys are playing lights out right now.
You went to Tony in Oakland and you dropped the touchdown pass. Obviously, you put that behind you.
I didn't put it behind him. I remind him every day. But, you know, he's going to make plays for us. And he's a big target out there. And he lined him up against linebackers and safeties. And we'd went over that the first touchdown. We went over it in practice because we got that exact look. And I was like, hey, if I start moving a little bit, you need to work for me. And that's exactly what he did. The second time, we just had a short post. And he's one-on-one with that safety. And he won again. So we got a lot of weapons, as we talked about many times. Cool, thanks.